There are other important issues before the two legislatures. Idaho lawmakers may again take up the repeal of the state's grocery tax. Lawmakers in both chambers approved the repeal toward the end of the 2017 session, but Governor Butch Otter vetoed it after legislators adjourned. Some legislative leaders say they believe the bill will be approved again early in the session so they would have time to override another veto. In Washington, school funding will again get much of the attention, but water rights on private property will also be an important issue. Republicans want the legislature to act to override a state Supreme Court decision that moved authority to approve private wells for new homes and businesses from the state to the counties. The decision is what is known as the Hearst case.
This is incredibly complex. It's incredibly political. It's very controversial.
This is Kirkland Democratic Representative Larry Springer speaking at a Greater Spokane Incorporated legislative forum last month.
This is a fundamental issue that is inseparable from people who want to just live their lives by building their home on a piece of property and raise their families. What's more fundamental than that? And on the other hand, it is culturally and religiously just as fundamental to our tribal governmental partners in terms of what it means for fish, water, and their way of life.
And Republicans are using their political leverage to force the legislature to reverse the effects of the court's ruling. The Republicans say that ruling has the potential to stymie growth, especially in rural areas where water supplies are limited. They've insisted the legislature change the laws to protect landowners who want to build and dig wells. If that doesn't happen, they say they won't vote to approve a new state capital budget, which includes money for construction projects all over the state. Legislators have held at least one hearing within the last month to try to come to a solution. At that same legislative forum, Senate Minority Leader Mark Schessler said he's open to a compromise.
I think we want to see some cooperation on water resources, and if it means working on some things for fish to improve it, fine, but eliminating eroding property rights in rural Washington really doesn't make any sense when the total amount of water from exempt wells is currently 1%.
In other issues from that same forum,
Senators, representatives, in November, the AP reported that more than 170 women had signed a letter sending it to ask the House and the Senate and the Capitol to look at how you handle sexual harassment. Can you give us your thoughts on how you plan to address that issue this session?
The legislators, including Spokane Democratic Senator Andy Billig, said they've already undergone additional training and begun the process of trying to make the Capitol a safer place to work.
Incoming Majority Leader Senator Sharon Nelson has created a task force, and that task force has on it particularly staff members, as well as some legislators, but staff members and lobbyists. So it's not just a top-down solution. So the people who might be the reporters can say, this is a good way for us to be able to report. These would be avenues where we would feel safe in reporting.
Greater Spokane Incorporated has issued a comprehensive list of legislative priorities. The list includes developing a solution to the water rights issues described before and the new capital budget. That budget would include money for new science-based buildings for Eastern Washington University, Washington State University, and Spokane Community College. GSI also supports money for what's known as a Spokane Sportsplex near downtown for local and potentially national sporting events. And GSI supports a move to reform the state's workers' compensation system and to reduce the B&O tax for manufacturing companies, something Governor Inslee vetoed last year. The Spokane Regional Health District has its own legislative agenda. That includes a request that the state raise its legal age for purchasing tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21.
If you can positively impact youth and prevent them from initiating smoking, then all the data suggests that the likelihood of them taking up tobacco products after the age of 21 is limited significantly.
That's County Health Officer Dr. Bob Lutz. Each legislator has their own pet projects they work on. One we recently told you about on this program involves members of Spokane's Marshallese population. Spokane Democratic Representative Marcus Riccielli is co-sponsor of a bill that would allow the Marshallese and other low-income Pacific Islanders who are not citizens to get financial help to buy health insurance. Because of the mid-1990s federal welfare reform, they're not eligible for Medicaid or other government programs that offer subsidized care. Many of these people suffer from radiation-related illnesses. The Marshall Islands was a testing ground for U.S. atmospheric nuclear tests between 1946 and 1958. Riccielli says that makes it a moral issue for him.
I think some of my Republican colleagues believe this is the federal government's responsibility because it was the Department of Defense. These were nuclear tests. I don't argue that there should be some responsibility at the federal level, but right now my big concern is people are going without health care access. They're letting small things turn into big things because they're concerned about the affordability. And by the way, we committed atrocities to these people, and to provide them premium assistance is actually, in my opinion, one of the very least things we could do.
The Washington and Idaho legislative sessions begin next Monday. We'll cover progress on legislation involving some of these issues on future Inland Journal programs.